Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seba Wing Ace Hardware. A 53-year-old Bay County motorcyclist was killed Wednesday evening. A 53-year-old Bay County motorcyclist was killed Wednesday evening in a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of M13 and Old Coughlin Road. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says the collision happened shortly after 5:30 p.m. Investigators report an SUV traveling north on Old Coughlin Road had stopped at the intersection and was slowly moving forward to check for traffic before entering M13. Authorities say the SUV entered the path of the motorcycle ridden by Herbert Steger, resulting in the crash. Steger was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators also report he was not wearing a helmet at the time of the collision. The 81-year-old driver of the SUV told deputies he did not see the approaching motorcycle. Neither the driver nor the passenger of the SUV was injured. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by Bay County Sheriff's Office. And a Bay County man with prior felony convictions is facing multiple firearm-related charges following an hours-long police standoff in Essexville. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Timothy Fisher has been charged with discharging a firearm at a building, two counts of firearm possession by a prohibited person, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and felony firearm. The incident unfolded Sunday at the East Bay Village Apartments, where authorities say Fisher barricaded himself, prompting a police response that lasted nearly 6 hours. Law enforcement officials say the situation ended without injuries, and Fisher was taken into custody. Court records indicate he has previous felony convictions, making him legally prohibited from possessing firearms or ammunition. The case remains pending in Bay County Court. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. They shouldn't take a few thousand steps roaming through a big warehouse to find what you need. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Every one of our stores has the hand-picked quality brands you trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Even better, our stores are part of your neighborhood. Each Ace is owned by a member of your community, so you get personal service from the people who know you best. Because we want to see you succeed, and that's why we're proud to greet our neighbors every day in stores all across the country, with local experts giving the trusted advice you rely on, so that no matter where you are or what you're working on, Ace can help you every step along the way. Ace now offers free assembly and free delivery, so it's never been easier to get a great grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill.
Hi, I'm Sheila at Ace Hardware Bad Axe. Come see us for your home improvement needs and make sure to shop the gift department for that special someone in your life.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Huron County man is facing probation following a no-contest plea in district court today. Albert Camage appeared before Judge Ferris to answer to a charge of operating while intoxicated. The case stems from a May 25th incident in Caseville where police initiated a traffic stop after observing Camage's vehicle repeatedly crossed a solid yellow line. A subsequent blood draw conducted at McLaren Hospital returned a blood alcohol content of 0.170. Camage, a 50-year-old construction worker, was sentenced to 6 months of probation. Under the terms set forth by the court, he must perform 18 hours of community service, submit to random drug and alcohol testing, and avoid establishments that serve alcohol. He is also required to pay $775 in remaining fines and costs. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seba Wing Ace Hardware.